is now time for our featured segment, ladies and gentlemen. It is called Mic Check. And Mic Check is in two parts this morning. I say two parts this morning, Anthony Turner, because our guest is going to be Mr. Clyde McKenzie, OD. And then, they're going to be, within that, two big announcements for Grooving in the Park. So here we go. The impact, the social influence, and the role the sound system has played in the development of Jamaica's reggae music. As I said before, our guest is Mr. Clyde McKenzie, OD, Anthony Turner, do the honors.
Well, as Clem, as you said, our special guest on Mic Check, it's the second time this year. His name is Mr. Clyde McKenzie. He is a director of Magnificent Ideas Limited, a media content developer in Jamaica. And Clyde is also a director of Down Sound Book Publishing Limited and the founding general manager of Irie FM, which has consistently polled as the number one radio station in Jamaica. McKenzie is also the host of Musically Speaking, which now airs on 99 FM in Jamaica. He has also served in an advisory capacity on cultural matters in Jamaica and the Caribbean in both the private and public sectors. He is the recipient of the Order of Distinction that's conferred by the government of Jamaica for services in the field of media and entertainment. So, Mr. Clyde McKenzie, we welcome you to Groovin' Radio this Saturday morning.
Morning, Clyde. How are you?
Thank you, my brother.
As I welcome you back this morning to Groovin' Radio, you know, the question is, how is Jamaica this morning, Clyde?
Well, the weather is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the sun is out and everything seems fine and bright.
We can say the same thing about New York. The weather is good.
Yes.
Sun is bright. We are enjoying beautiful weather. Clyde, so we can't show off are we anymore. The snow is gone and the cold is gone. It's time for the warm season. So now, as we welcome you back, Clyde, the last time we spoke about the impact, the social influence, and the role the sound system has been playing in the development of Jamaica's reggae music. And then we took a look at how international sound system from down in the Far East, from over in Europe, from the continent of Africa, and we could span the seven continents and see how the sound system outside of Jamaica has really found a way to really capitalize and monetize this thing, Clive. But the real impact here, Clyde, the real impact here. Talk to us about the impactfulness of sound systems. Hmm?
Well, the sound system served as a conduit for the spread of Jamaican music culture.
Mm-hmm.
What happened is that many people, for example, who left Jamaica, some on the Windrush, and subsequently to Britain, for example,
mm-hmm.
you know, you think of Duke Zinn and Count Suckle and those people
mm-hmm.
who they started the sound system movement in Britain, and you know, they were basically a vehicle for the spreading of Jamaican music and culture, you know, because you have to remember at that time when many Jamaicans and Caribbean people were going into Britain, they were kind of isolated
mm-hmm.
and they didn't have the luxury of going into the places of entertainment in Britain that were really excluding people of their kind.
Mm-hmm.
And what was happening is that the sound system was able to provide that kind of avenue, that kind of opportunity for them to entertain themselves, for them to express themselves, for them to keep their culture alive. Because, you know, people in diasporic communities, they tend to have a yearning for their own cultural material that sometimes is far stronger than people who remain in their native countries. And as a result, what you find that was happening there was, in Britain, was that these immigrants, they were definitely doing all they could to maintain their culture and keep a sense of what was happening at home, mm-hmm. abroad.
Mm-hmm.
So that is really the purpose of the sound system,
mm-hmm.
Was to keep their culture alive and to keep things familiar in yeah. a strange land,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this phenomenon worked beautifully because then it started to attract people from other cultures who were fascinated by what we were doing, you know, how we were, you know, renting out these mobile sound systems and
mm-hmm.
having these raves and these parties and, you know, that really provided an opportunity not just for entertainment,
mm-hmm.
but for income generation.
Yes.
Because
yes.
a lot of people were able to make a living.
Yeah.
You know, from these sound systems, because they had an ecosystem, you know, the selector, the DJ, the MC, the technician, the box boys, you know, the people who make the bookings and, you know, you know, the people who work on the boxes and, you know, the truckmen and, you know, it's a whole ecosystem and people made a living.
Indeed. Profit. Indeed. You know, Anthony, it's amazing, you know, because as I listen to Clyde and he talk about this, the people who carry the boxes, talk about the guys who spin the music, the ones who talk on the microphone, the folks, the technicians who hook up the sound. There's so many things connected here. And when I look at how even some of these DJs today, disc jocks, on sound system, how their career got started. And if you look at a person like a Sky Juice, Metro Media Sound, who knew that Sky Juice was a dancer at one time? Who knew that Sky...
Well,
yeah, who knew that Sky Juice used to carry the sound boxes? Who used to help carry the sound boxes? And I could go on and on and on. And like I tell folks all the time, you need to come and tell your story. Look at Road International. Look at DJ Roy and how he got started in this business. Folks don't even know how Roy got started in this business. So I tell you, the journey that some of these folks have traveled, Anthony, it's a beautiful and an amazing journey. And then I go back to Jamaica now, Clyde, where you are, and I look at a sound system like Meritone. And I think I think Meritone is celebrating like 75 years in the business.
Yeah.
75 years, Clyde.
You know, I spoke with Monty, who's my very good friend, the other day on the air, you know, and we were talking about the sound system culture.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were talking about some of the kind of marketing ploys that they had to employ in order to have Meritone become more acceptable uptown, you know, because they had to basically jettison the moniker of a sound system.
Mm-hmm.
And a shrewd marketer, a guy by the name of Ronnie Nasrallah.
Yes, man, I know Ronnie.
Who was associated with Byron Lee and the Dragonaires as manager at some point.
Mm-hmm.
He really made the Blake brothers understand that, look, don't call yourself Meritone Sound System. That's sounding very downtown, and you won't get the acceptance uptown, so call yourself a disco.
Meritone Disco. And you know, Ronnie Nasrallah is a good friend of Stephen Hill. You know that, Anthony?
Yeah, man. Talk about you.
They're Georgians.
Yeah.
from
St. George's. Yeah, man.
But Clyde, you spoke about Jamaicans in the diaspora who have migrated and have a greater appreciation at times for the culture of Jamaica, even more than the folks who live in Jamaica. And I was watching a video with Leila Aikia on tour on the West Coast, and the person who was actually mixing the music for her was a punk rocker from Britain, and wow. He was the one mixing the music. I saw another video with a young lady from Hong Kong playing dancehall music in a sound system setting. So have the train left the station where we create these things, but others benefit even more.
Wow.
How can we, you know, ensure that we profit from what we've created?
That's a very good question, Tony. Whether the train has left the station and how do we ensure that the journey is a profitable one for us? The thing is, once you let the genie out of the bottle in terms of a cultural product, you really have no control over the outcome as the originator.
True.
Well, I wouldn't say you don't have any control, but one of the things that we have not been very good at is taking ownership of our cultural products. We've not been very good at that. And that is partially a function of our not having the kind of reach sometimes in media and in terms of ownership. It has to do with our unwillingness sometimes to assert the origins of our cultural products. So, for example, you know, you have a situation with ska, you know, which is an authentically Jamaican music form,
right?
Which is not really being owned by Jamaican. And I would think that most of the leading exponents of ska today are not remotely associated with Jamaica, and the fact is that most of them would not be aware or concerned about the origins of the music that they are playing.
Right.
And it won't be very long if it has not happened already, where, you know, the origins of ska will be located outside of Jamaica.
Indeed.
You know, because we have not taken ownership of it. Mm-hmm. The same thing goes for hip hop. You know, yeah. So hip hop is deemed an American music construct, but its Jamaican roots are clear to see.
Go back to the South Bronx, Kool Herc.
But you know, with Kool Herc and his sister Cindy. But we don't as Jamaicans, we don't talk about it. We don't assert our claim to it. And we could go on and on. I mean, because even the question, I mean, you see the lawsuit that is currently being pursued by
Brony.
Steely's estate and TV's. And again, it is a question of reggaeton, the contribution of Jamaican music. I mean, what people like Bobby Digital and Steely and Cleavey, and I mean, you know, more remotely, people like King Tubby and Scratch, the influence that they have had on a music form such as reggaeton.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that we, apart from not claiming it, we are not even inserting ourselves in the process.
Yeah.
So, yeah. For example, from a marketing standpoint.
Hold on right there. Hold on right there, Clyde. And hold your point. A marketing standpoint. We're going to pick it up because I just got an email. Just got an email, Anthony.
Mm.
How many continents are there in the world, Anthony? How many?
Seven the last time you check,
right? How impactful you think reggae music has been on this continent? And I ask you the question, Anthony. I need a 30-second answer. And I ask Clyde the same question. How impactful have you think reggae music has been on these continents?
Well, I just mentioned about Hong Kong and the influence that our music have had on them. There's no doubt about Japan.
Mm-hmm.
If you talk about Africa, I mean, even if you look at Afrobeat and what is happening, earlier I spoke about the impact of Reeman, all of those guys. So our music and culture is impacting all of the continents around the world. So
yeah.
We just have to present them. Find some way to present and represent and own it.
Okay. Clyde, 30 seconds. How impactful do you think reggae music has been on all the seven continents?
Well, I don't think you can measure the impact through conventional metrics like record sales and downloads and streams.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think reggae music is consumed in a more organic kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ways that it is usually experienced is through live performances.
Okay.
And so what you get is that if you're going to use the typical measurements, you're going to find that, no, it might not look as impactful. I mean, Bob Marley might not be among the 100 best sellers of records in the world. But just think of any artist who has had anything close to his impact. People have sold hundreds of millions. It's hard to use the conventional metrics, you know, record sales and those things, to measure the impact of the music. When you listen to a Beanie Man or these acts who, I mean, you come to New York, and I mean, I remember summers when. You know, it was Dude, or it was Sim Simmer, or Everyone Falls in Love. You might not you hear them on radio and see them, but it is the underground.
Yeah, yeah.
If you pick up that thing.
Okay, all that point. Anthony Turner, are you ready for this?
Mm.
Clyde, are you ready for this? It has never happened before.
Yes,
and
sir.
I've been listening to you and Anthony talk about continent and impactfulness and marketing, and I want to pick up the marketing thing, but I tell you, Grooving in the Park is about to do something that we have never ever tried or done before. A four continent sound system showcase, Anthony Turner.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna cover four continents, and we have reached into the motherland, Anthony Turner. We have reached into the motherland, Clyde McKenzie. And we have found a young man who is
confirmed
for Grooving in the Park 2023. It is going to be a showcase like you've never, ever seen it before.
Dynamic Zones International Award for them, boy.
Right about his own con Dynamic Zones.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
It's the River Nile.
He's from the River Nile.
No boy can style.
No boy can style.
The Sudanese child.
The Sudanese
I want your name. Any ocean, any sea, the African,
confirm.
I got drown them down. When you look at no, any ship or any boat, the African, I go kill them sound.
Confirm.
When you look at no.
Sunday.
Sunday now.
June 25.
Dynamic Studio.
He is confirmed.
On to Jamrock we go.
Yeah.
Say
dealing with Junior Gang, no. That's the funk, I'm losing friends. And we're going with the blessing slow. In the ocean they go.
Confirm.
Africans drown them slow. Killing sounds is a must.
It's here.
And there's no
it's
life
here.
Left for them
the
to flow.
Sunday, June 25, tell them Thomas Riley.
Science Theater. River Nile family, you know?
Yes, indeed.
So why you can't play like River Nile family?
It's here. The
you know, not that right.
An evening of reggae, rhythm, and blues.
Family. You got big dreams.
Yep.
You know about the not reality.
Yep.
Satanus Riley. And when we kill sound, we don't have no mercy. Kill them just the way we are.
Yo,
them.
Dynamic
we know
sound.
How to slice, hit up them right.
It's here.
Just
it's
the
here.
Way we are, yeah.
Got to
think about the background. Just the way we are. And when we wake up, I'll be a gunshot in a sound face. Just the way we are, yeah. Dynamic sound, we are starting. Yeah. Boy, we have dub. And the people showing up love. Boy, we are authentic. Yeah, real sound, we are no plastic. Hey, 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 hey. We got big plans.
Yep.
Dynamic sound of the champion.
Yep, confirm.
The people love about me. Class and quality.
Yep. The River Nile sound is sweet.
Africa is an island.
Yeah.
Sudanese child.
The Sudanese child is confirmed. The River Nile child is confirmed.
Help me big up Africa.
Confirm.
The land of our forefather.
Yep.
The system might not proper. Dynamics still I keep the culture. Oh, can't you see the beauty of my black skin? Me never know a serious thing until me reach a foreign. What a nice place to see a proud African. Everything start in a de mama land. What a nice place to see a proud African. Everything start in a de mama land. All who attack, all
confirm.
Who attack. This your
confirm.
One place
confirm.
I go red mouth lock.
Confirm.
Send them to a convenient shop figure. Buy some chain and padlock. 52 countries, Africa, them on top. And him get him dub them from Jamrock.
Seven continents, and we have touched the first one. The River Nile Child is confirmed for grooving in the park. Anthony Turner.
Yeah, man, big announcement. We saw him in Jamaica in January. And he really, really put on a spectacular show. And I think it's a great look. With everything that is happening with not just Dynamic, but what's happening with the music in Africa, with Afrobeats, it's a great addition and it's a great look, man.
Clyde, the River Nile Child is confirmed to come inside Roy Wilkins Park and join three other sounds as we present
massive sound.
Wow.
And when you listen. When you listen to the soundscape, take you back in time to really some serious rubber dub deals. I mean, it is as if you have gone back in time. It is just so beautiful when you hear how the music is strung together. It is just nostalgic. It is just brilliant. You know, and when you think of the marketing opportunities that present themselves as a result of these kinds of opportunities, you know, when you think of what is possible, I mean, in North Africa, I mean, where these things are unfolding and across Africa, and if you think that we haven't been as active in bringing Africa to Jamaica or bringing Jamaica to Africa, I mean, from a tourist standpoint, for example.
All your thoughts again, Clyde. The computers take over in 30 seconds. And Anthony, the train has not left the station yet. The train has just pulled into the station. I'm telling you, when we come back in 3 minutes, Clyde, we have another big announcement, you know, because we're going to touch two continents this morning. The email just said to me, don't touch the four continents. Just touch two. Stick and stay. Ladies and gentlemen, Dynamic Sounds confirm for Groovin' in the Park.
It's powerful, it's informative, it's educational with lots of thought-provoking conversations. Yes, it's Groovin' Radio, Saturday morning 9 to 11:30 and Sunday evening 6 to 8. Right here on 93.5 WVIP, hosted by Ross Klemm. Join the Groovin' Radio experience and stay one step ahead.
And ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you back. Look at the phone lines. I welcome you back, ladies and gentlemen, to the final 26 minutes of our Groovin' Radio's presentation this Saturday morning right here on 93.5 FM. We are in our featured segment. It is called Mic Check. The announcement and the conversation, the impact, the social influence, and the role the sound system has played in the development of Jamaica's reggae music. Our guest this morning is no stranger. Yes, he's no stranger to Groovin' Radio. He is Mr. Clyde McKenzie, OD. Anthony Turner, our writer, is also a part of the conversation and the announcement. Gentlemen, welcome back.
Yes, thank you, Clem.
Yeah, thank you, sir. You're welcome, sir. Now, Anthony Turner, let me start with you first. Dynamic Sounds. Dynamic Sounds. Hmm?
Yes, the River Nile crocodile. I spoke to this man at length in Jamaica in January, and we had a rebel salute. And he tells me that he studies Jamaica. He studies about the music. He knows everything about the culture. He writes his own dub plate. So he's not just relying on an artist to say, boy, make a dub plate about this. He's coming to Groovin'. He's coming with some custom dub plates that are specifically made for that event. And you're talking about four continents. So, I mean, I remember there's something that he was happening in Jamaica, the SSL situation with Usain Bolt and the monies that were missing from Usain Bolt's account. He was playing against DJ Nas. And he was trying to make this thing about a man versus a woman situation. Dynamic told me, I knew that what he was gonna come with. She was trying to make it a Jamaica versus African. Dynamic said, all Jamaicans are African, so you can't try to separate us and try to conquer us. So he came prepared, he was ready, and he demolished her.
You know, Anthony, speaking of dub plate, you know, I'm not the one to play a dub plate, but the fact that we're presenting this, I wonder if I can get it at this Clash thing, Anthony. I wonder, Anthony.
So we love how we're grooving, we do is a play.
Hold on, Clyde, I wonder if I could join this Clash with this Queen Eye Freaka, huh?
Sunday. So we love how we're grooving, we do is a play. Groovin' Radio now for boat, Groovin' Radio now for bragging on New York City, them have the biggest catalog.
Tell them, Queen.
Real swag book, every style them out.
No, Clyde McKenzie, the River Nile Crocodile, as Anthony called him, he's confirmed for Groovin' in the Park. Your thoughts?
No, that's big, you know, and I think it underscores the strength and the power of the music, you know, as Anthony was saying, here is somebody who has assiduously gone about his business to learn about this place called Jamaica and its music, and he has been able now to assimilate that and to add his own touch while keeping it authentic. That's quite a feat, and he is able to convince people that he's not an interloper, he is not you know, some kind of carpetbagger, those kind of people who are just a culture vulture. Mm-hmm. Here it is. This is somebody who he has been able to associate with a music mm-hmm. to which he has an organic link.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, whether we like it or not, what you're saying is that Jamaican music is African music.
Indeed.
And African music is being influenced by Jamaican music.
Indeed.
And it's just one beautiful cycle.
Indeed.
And it's that cross-fertilization that makes the music so rich.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the things that we have to do,
mm-hmm.
And this is something that will even affect how our music is accepted
indeed.
And appreciated in places like the United States, where we're striving to be relevant.
Indeed.
Is that sometimes you have to take a tactical retreat.
Indeed.
And I should tell you that, I mean, Africa is a nice detour to get into the United States, because what is happening is that everybody's paying attention
yes,
to
indeed.
Africa, and simply because of its size.
Indeed.
You know, the size of the market, it is something that, you know, it cannot be discounted. And you know, sometimes you hear people grumbling and say, boy, look like Afrobeat has surpassed reggae and sing.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to ignore the fact that the music of Afrobeat, or what is collectively called Afrobeat, is something that runs across the whole continent.
Indeed.
You know, a vast number of people. And if we can insert ourselves there, I mean, and we have, because when you, to some extent, because, I mean, Dynamics is evidence of the fact that we have been able to insert ourselves there.
Indeed.
But what we need, and I mean, when you see the kind of crowds
yeah.
that follow
Dynamics.
Some of our artists, when people yeah. like Capleton and okay and Beanie Man and I mean Janine and these acts, when they go to Africa,
mm-hmm.
I mean it is something
to see.
Behold,
yes,
you know?
indeed,
because these acts are revered.
Indeed,
now I think there might be a number of considerations that might need to take place. And one of them might be pricing policy, because how expensive are we in terms of Jamaican acts and when we're performing in Africa? That might be something that we need to look at.
Indeed, indeed,
you know?
Indeed.
With our tourism and transportation ministries.
Indeed.
Need to be looking more at creating links between different points in Africa
indeed.
And Jamaica.
No.
So, I mean, as a step of starting.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
we
indeed.
We need to deepen those links.
Indeed.
That is what is going to make
right.
The whole relationship between Africa and Jamaica and the Caribbean.
Mm.
Become more viable and profitable.
Yeah.
And I think there is just an enormous amount of unrealized
indeed. All your thoughts, Clyde, because I'm looking at this email. Anthony, remember the stuff they used to play in Jamaica? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Oh, you go, Anthony. You know it, go?
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch us up by the tool.
Yeah. You remember it, go, Anthony? Because, no, Clyde, I am playing the eeny, meeny, miny, mo game this morning now because I'm looking at this email and it's saying, don't cover all four continents this morning. Mm. I have time, Anthony, to drop one more announcement this morning regarding this sound system showcase that has never ever happened or taken place inside Roy Wilkins Park. But it's kind of unfair, you know, Anthony. And let me tell you why it's kind of unfair. It's kind of unfair that I, you know, Chris did not actually book us, Anthony, for this gig. So let me call Tony Rebel. Let me call Tony Rebel. Let me call to Tony River.
Rasclem. And the whole line grooving radio. Yeah, man. Lalibella girl at Tony River.
Tell them, Tony.
Hear me, sir, man.
Hear me, sir.
This is coming up.
Well, if you give them on them still could manage it. Out for my shit up, oh, what a tragedy.
Yep,
them one is grooving, big, big apology. Nothing no bro, so no fix, no ideology.
Yep,
them do them thing, but them leave out the quality. And that is not the recipe for longevity. Oh, them so hype and them no face, no reality.
Yep,
give thanks for grooving.
Yep.
Well, have it in the them and some of them dash it in the bushes.
Yep.
Business is not about gun dogs and pussies.
Yep.
Never see the big picture, only the cookies.
Yep.
Grooving a pro, but enough of them are rookies.
Yep.
Popularity have their minds screwed up. Too
yep.
much bad signal, the youths confuse up.
Yep.
I know everybody them can fool up. Grooving a player, get your radio tune up.
Yep.
Let me give them and them still good humanity.
Yep.
Them want them a shit up, oh, what a tragedy. Them who are grooving a big, big apology.
No, Anthony, you think I'm qualified. You think I'm qualified for this?
You came well prepared, man.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, but you know, it's funny, you know, because these dub plates are gonna come in very handy for 2023. Here's the thing now, and I'm gonna say this: we're also going to go to Europe, we're gonna go to Asia, we're gonna come back to the Americas / the Caribbean and South America. And guess what, Anthony? Out of respect, I'm not going to go back across the waters. I'm not going to go that far to Europe. I'm not going to go that far to Asia. I'm not even going down to Australia. What I'm going to do, Anthony Turner, I'm going to go to Jamaica. I'm going to go to Jamaica.
No song about my queen. Decided to see you locked down the world.
Confirm.
Let's kill any sound who tracks this way. And let's kill. Yes, I to see how you lock the world. Oh, na na na. Make us na 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 na. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Yes, I did see a bad. And then some boy I get so cold. They pop a door, they knock them back.
Confirm.
They dance all, they play them back.
To them fool, the way yo, Lexi. Them things have a praise, they never look sexy. I want to them feel more. Yo, conscious bang. Christ and key to them. Yes, I did, so I'm a sing. Well, the Lord. His light was salvation. Who shall I fear? No evil one. What? Not show the body of the shadow of death. Fear no evil. Fear no man.
The Lord is our light and our salvation.
Yes, I did say tell him.
I
wonder.
One day that
some gunman would say no.
Then why to the church?
And if he will see Paul of God,
that's why he might hide.
What a great all the tears.
Hey, honey, see sound in a
is what you want.
The police are getting I'm not
part of all. So you can't
burn it.
So just do your campus and them ready.
The same. I'm
the police.
I'm part of
the
biggest. You
want more
than any of you
can get rid of me. Watch out. The prince of all the
face a dancing.
Confirm.
Keep the fire burning, wow.
Confirm.
We kill sound and we can't cool.
They saw this thing.
Georgia City, Georgia Town, them can't turn it in a no cowboy town.
Yeah.
Well, you can know any city, any town. Yes, I do see how the champion sound.
That's right.
Well, you can know Mr. Junker, Joker from Jack Brown.
Yeah.
We don't want no more than we in a town.
Yes,
Mr. Because I love Kitchiga.
Hold it. Down.
We don't want no more dead bodies. Well, Mr.
Confirm.
We don't want no more it. We don't want no more grave. We don't want no more justice.
Yep.
Well, our life we promote, which
tell
is
them
righteousness. So don't get a lick.
That's right.
Say again. Any city, any town. Yes, I just say I go kill them town.
Sunday.
Look at you. Any city, any town.
Now, Rasclem, stop it, please. Stop it, please. Bass Odyssey is confirmed for Groovin' in the Park, Anthony Turner. Wow.
Yeah, man, another big one. And just so you know, I mean, I actually saw them in Jamaica at Reggae Scumfest 2022.
Uh-huh.
They were actually crowned the winners. And this is a sound from country. Mm-hmm. This is a sound from St. Anne.
Mm-hmm.
This is they're from the same place as the Honorable Robert Nesta Marley.
Mm-hmm.
They're from the same parish as Marcus Messiah Garvey, the first national hero of Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming to represent. So I know Dynamic coming from the motherland.
Yeah.
But this is an authentic sound out of Jamaica that's coming to rule the nation. So.
Clyde McKenzie, Bass Odyssey is confirmed to represent the Americas / the Caribbean / South America. Huh?
That's a massive attack.
Wow. It's going to be special,
Bass Odyssey has had a long history, as Tony has pointed out, from the hills of St. Anne. These people have really been outstanding, stellar, in terms of just representing the sound system culture. Yeah, this is big, you know, very, very big.
You know, Clyde, we have never done this before. People have been asking for it over and over again. 914-636-9847, 914-636-9847. So far, Bass Odyssey and Dynamic Sounds representing the African nation. The River Nile Crocodile is confirmed for Groovin' in the Park. Capleton, tell them, Capleton.
I love all the grooving children. Now on your name, watch this. From your singer carbon, then you can know one different from the original man. Everybody knows a keeper and a champion. Moving in the park, we are going to jump again. You know, I tell you one more thing again. You say that one on him. Number one up on the look good chart.
Stop it, Capleton. Sunday, June 25, Grooving in the Park, the 10th year anniversary. A showcase like you have never, ever seen it before. Clyde McKenzie, are you ready to travel to New York City, sir?
I am ready. I've dusted off my passport and I'm ready to roll.
Anthony, this one is going to be extremely special. People are asking, who are going to be the next two sounds? Who will be the next two sounds? And should we drop the next two sounds next week, Anthony? Should we? Huh?
Well, I think you're on a roll right now, and it's two big, big, bad sounds that you've announced, and I can't wait. I'm ready to talk to Dynamic right now.
Well, you know, I must say this, though. Let me say this, and let me be very, very honest, like I've always been. Honest and clear. When I spoke to Dynamics at Rebel Salute, Anthony, I could not even get the word grooving out. As soon as I said groove, him said me ready.
They were moving.
As soon as I said groove, him said...
Me have you open up, Clem?
Yeah, why?
You were in Jamaica. I was talking to Dynamic, and I had no clue that this was even being planned or... You know, it wasn't the work.
You know, Anthony, you see, I was watching how you were moving at Rebel Salute, you know, and you weren't moving with the team, you know. You were moving with another team down in Jamaica, like the tourist board team. Yes, Clyde.
You're out of the loop, Tony.
I'm telling you. I had to wait to get that email this morning.
No. If I read you, Clyde, I'm going to read the public the text that Anthony sent me this morning. Let me find the text, Anthony, just to show the people that you're not lying. That you're not lying. Clyde, at about 8:30 this morning, Anthony said to me, which sound systems will be announced today? I have no bio. I have nothing for these people. I am blind. No, Clyde, I left him in the dark. You know why? Like I said before, I am down in Jamaica just trying to get Dynamics to come and talk to us. Anthony, busy. I do some other business. Let me squeeze one phone call in. Hold on. Caller, you're live on the air. Real quick, please.
Grooving radio, grooving in the park, coming back in style and fashion. I love it, my brethren. I love the Continental Crash.
Indeed. Right? One love. You know, Clyde, Anthony was down in Jamaica, busy, you know, and I'm watching Anthony and say, oh, Anthony, I move like that. It's like we come to Jamaica and Anthony now spar with the team. And we say, you know what, I'm going to leave him in the dark, you know. I'm going to leave him in the dark. And I left him in the dark, Clyde. So this morning when he heard it was Dynamics and Bass Odyssey, he was like, wow, no idea this was going to happen. Well, guess what?
But she was prepared, though.
Yeah, the short time that I gave him this morning, he couldn't even make a phone call and leak out any of the documents. But it's going to be very special, and people have been asking for this, and finally we have pulled the trigger on this, and this segment is going to be again a standalone segment at Groovin' in the Park. It's an international sound showcase. It is not a clash like you've ever seen it before. This is going to be Dynamics showcasing his talent and his skill as the River Nile Crocodile. This is going to be Bass Odyssey like you have never ever seen Bass Odyssey before. It is going to be special. And no, I'm not going to announce the next two sound system this morning. Clyde, 60 seconds, your closing remarks, sir. Clyde McKenzie, your closing remarks, sir. We may have lost Clyde. Anthony, your closing remarks before we wrap.
Yeah, man, this is a new direction. It's a new template, and I'm sure that a lot of other events are going to try to... Oh, this is Clyde trying to call. Try and call him back, Clyde. I see him calling, but yeah, it's a new template, and I've been getting, since we made this announcement, people have been texting me, saying, boy, this is long overdue, and I'm happy that we were able to present this morning, and indeed, I think it's going to be special.
Indeed. Well, Anthony Turner, thank you for your contribution this morning. I got to say thanks to Mr. Clyde McKenzie. We are running out of time, so we're going to have to wrap and make room for the Wake Up Radio team. Corby Moxie and his team comes in next. Ira Jam celebrating 30 years comes in at 1 p.m. Link Up Radio comes in at 6, and Soundchat Radio. And good morning to my Soundchat brothers, because we're going to be doing a lot of work with Soundchat this year, Anthony Turner. You hear them name? Soundchat. So tonight, Soundchat Radio, we're going to announce it. Dynamic Sound is confirmed. Bass Odyssey is confirmed for Grooving in the Park. Until tomorrow, Anthony, you take care.
You take care, man.
Wow, I'm tired, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have to wrap and make room for the next presentation, which is going to be the Wake Up Radio team. Groovin' Radio was executive produced by Clement Hume and Christopher Roberts. Groovin' Radio was hosted by Ras Clem. Contributing to our presentation this Saturday morning, our musical segment this morning, we highlighted once again the music of Omar Taurus Riley. He is confirmed alongside Dean Fraser and the Black Soil Band. In our community engagement segment, Dr. Roy Street joined us this morning to talk about their 33rd annual fundraising luncheon coming up for next Sunday the 23rd, inside Green Tree Country Club. We got news courtesy of the Jamaica Gleaner, Jamaica Now with Mr. Jovan Johnson. Anthony Turner, who is our writer and our entertainment reporter, he joined us for Entertainment Report, and he provided the bio for our very special mic check guest, Mr. Clyde McKenzie, OD. The announcement of Dynamic Sounds and Bass Odyssey for Groovin' in the Park. An international sound showcase will be taking place inside Roy Wilkins Park. My name is Rastlem. Happy belated birthday greetings going out to the one and only George Clifton Bailey III, a.k.a. Capleton. Also celebrating a birthday this past week. If she had lived, she would have been 75 years old. That would be Cynthia Slosh. My daughter, Zena Hume, celebrated a birthday yesterday, and Beverly Kelso is celebrating a birthday today. My name is Rastlem. Peace, love, and blessings.
Peace. And this is the Original Chronics representing, and I say, you're listening to Groovin' Radio with the Original Rastlem on 93.5 WVIP FM. Keep it groovin', and we will keep it moving all the time, every time. Ease out.